welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. My name is David Limerick, and I'm a behavioral financial advisor with WeStreet Wealth Management. So what is a behavioral financial advisor? A behavioral financial advisor is simply someone who helps you manage your emotions and your values around your money. Your financial story is yours to write. Imagine your potential if you had the tools to write and create it. No matter what chapter you're in, we want to provide you with the tools you need to write your financial story. Welcome to Imagine the Potential podcast. Last week, we discussed the idea of living in alignment with our goals, our values, and our money, or our investments. And I also introduced the idea, if you will, of cognitive dissonance, meaning to be well in life, we need to have our goals, our values, and money in alignment. Actually, cognitive dissonance, actually through psychology, teaches us that if your thinking and your heart and your mouth are not in alignment, you can physically be ill. Well, the same thing can happen with your finances. If your goals and your values and your behaviors are not in alignment, you can have financial illness. In this episode, I want to introduce another idea that can help you in your journey of financial freedom and alignment. And that is the idea of the financial alignment model. Now, this model is something that you build by discovering what your values are. You write them down. Then you write down your financial goals around your values and your priorities. And then you begin to align your behavior in money with your goals. Now, here's a hard truth. It's easy to set up the model, but it's much harder to live by the model. Why? One of the main reasons is it's hard to live in alignment when your emotions are competing against you. So we have to learn how to deal with our emotions and what that means. Emotional decisions are often easier to make because our thoughts rationalize that we're making the right decision. Because our emotions say, do this, and we agree with it, and we have a good feeling. But what I want us to do is begin to take those emotions and our thoughts and align them together so we're reaching the goals that we have set. One time I was doing a seminar several years ago, and we were talking about the difference between what a want is and what a need is. Now, a need is you need to groom yourself. You need to have your body looking right, your hair looking good, or different things like that. But a want may be, I want to go get my nails done once a month. Well, I was quickly informed by a lady in the audience that having your nails done once a month was not a want, it was a need. So I said, okay, if that's what you want to do, understand that there are differences between needs and wants, but you need to reconcile that with what your priorities are in your life. Because if you get out of alignment, once again, short-term decisions can have lasting effects on our financial decisions long-term. One thing I want to talk about is the reality is that it comes down to being able to make better decisions in the process of competing and often difficult emotions. Our emotions can get the better of us. Let me give you an example. Sometimes we may feel like we've got this and we're overly confident. And sometimes we feel like there's no way I can do it, and we withdraw and we pull ourselves in and we become overly cautious and overwhelmed, and it prevents us from making a decision. Well, here's a truth. No decision is a decision. And so today I want to introduce to you a way to help you manage your emotions and still make good decisions. This is called the four R's of emotional decision-making. Number one, recognizing. Number two, reflecting. Number three, reframing. And number four, responding. By using these four R's, you can help yourself make better decisions. Now, tune in next week when we dig deeper into the four R's and I give you actionable tools to help you imagine the potential as you manage your decisions around money and grow in your financial journey. Thank you for joining me for Imagine the Potential podcast. The opinions voiced in this show's podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.